feel some kind of way. It just makes me think about everything that God brought me through to bring me to this point right now. And it's just like, and I've had plenty of people that, you know, said, hey, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to be anything. You know, look at this, look at the trouble he's been through and stuff like that or whatever. I mean, it's touching. It's definitely touching.
Amen. Yeah,
All right. So you have an album coming out. The name of the album is called Triumph, which comes out June 1st. So let the folks know a little bit about why you why did you come up with the name of that, you know, far as Triumph for the name of your album that's coming up.
It's been a fight. You know what I'm saying? It's been a fight, man. It's been a test, man, my whole life. You know, and this is one of the first projects I was able to just be free. You know, just free will, just to really just get into my own groove that God gave me, and just do my thing, man. And the album, you know, it talks about, you know, it's about, you know, bringing me from hell, basically from hell to heaven. And if you read the album cover, man, you see different quotes and different things on the album cover. You know, battling depression, you know, battling bipolar situations, and battling hate. You know, battling fake people, or, you know, just to test the life, man, to triumph over all that, you know, and stay focused and keep moving with the mission God gave me, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's been, you know, so it's triumph, you know, it's victory in the end.
Amen, most definitely, man. I can relate to that, definitely, brother. I see that you have a couple of different features on there. Now, one thing that I like to ask a lot of artists, how do you come up with the features or the people you're going to have on your album? Is that God sent to you, or, you know, is it just something that you have a feeling about the track? How do you come about that?
My features, when I do music, man, it come with whoever I'm vibing with at the time, you know what I'm saying? And like me and YA, we've been vibing for a little minute. You know, we dropped that first single last year that's still doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, me and him have been vibing. So I end up getting a track, man, and I'm going back and forth on the track. And I was like, man, my brother sound nice on that. So I just shot it to him, man, and then he went to work on it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a feature on the album. It's called Jews. So, you know, just dropping a lot of knowledge on it. It's a nice track, man. It's one of my faves on the album. Okay. And then, so what do you mean, man? It's all about vibing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I got another feature on there with Young Noble, man, from the Outlaws. And, you know, he was just a cat that I met when I was still in hip-hop, when I was in the industry and I was new, I was young. You know, he was one of the OGs that really, you know what I'm saying, gave me encouragement, you know what I'm saying, you know, told me to keep moving, keep getting it, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and to be honest, Pop was like one of my favorite artists. It was not my number one, to be honest, my number one, in hip-hop, so, you know what I'm saying, to be able to connect with him, you know what I'm saying, it was just a blessing, so, you know, I end up doing the track, man, and you know, his voice just fit it. His voice fit it so perfect. So I just hit him up and I was just like, you know, hey, man, I need, you know what I'm saying, jump on this hook for me, man. Give me a vibe on this thing. And, you know, we went on tracks and, you know, we picked out that track and we got to it.
Okay.
And, you know, all up, yeah. So all other features, this one vibing with, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I don't like to, you know, just reach out to people I ain't never met before and never did work before. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's cool, but I feel like that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's jocking, you know, it's jocking hard. Oh, you know, you ain't never met this person, but you know, you're in the inbox because you see they got a little status or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Man, let's do a song. We ain't never even held a conversation before,
right.
You know, so, you know, it's those I vibe with, you know?
Right. Yeah, I can see that, definitely. I mean, you have to have some kind of communication or some kind of, you know, relationship somehow with the person before you feel comfortable to be reaching out, talking about, hey, let's do this together, let's do this song or whatever together. So can you even count on one hand or on two hands how many features that you've done so far within your career? I mean, because I've heard you on a lot of different tracks so far.
I ain't gonna lie. You know, I've been busy, you know, dropping a lot of features, but man, I'm counting my hand. I did 15 to 20 in the past 2 years, I say.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
That's how, but I'm really, you know, fresh to the CHH, you know what I'm saying? Coming from hip hop, you know what I'm saying? It was a different lane, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, being on this side, you know, was just doing my thing and just staying in my lane. You know, I know for a lot of them, it was hard for them to get a grip of it, you know, the realness that I was given, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, God told me to be transparent, you know? He told me don't come fake it, you know? Give them the real, you know what I'm saying? So my brother saying I stay 300, you know what I'm saying? I'm a y'all boy for life. Mm-hmm. So, I'm following his mission. So a lot of people started to accept it, and then a lot of people, you know, they knew what it was from the jump, because, you know, you the Bible say you should know them by their fruits, you know what I'm saying? And they know my fruits. They see my fruits. They know I'm out here. So, you know, so it is what it is, you know, but yeah.
Amen. Most definitely. And also, man, I should have led off with this, but we're definitely honored that, you know, you came and you asked us about, you know, doing a world premiere of your single Chasing. It's definitely an honor, you know, and I don't take it lightly that you came to us, because I'm pretty sure you had your hands full with different stations and everything else that could have dropped this, you know, drop this first. So we're definitely appreciative for being one of them to be able to play your joint first.
Yeah, it's one of the, it's a real one, you know. It's just, like I say, it's transparency. So, it's just straightforward, giving them the real. I can't hold no balls, you know. I got to give them what God tell me to say, so.
Amen. So, how many tracks are actually on the album, Triumph?
Well, the album is 16 tracks total. Okay. Yeah, 16 tracks total. Two of them I produced. And then I had my dude, High Rod, you know, he's one of my industry homies. Since a minute. So, he still do a lot of producing for me. And then I had another guy, Tim Mann. He did a lot of production on me, man. It's about the best rounded album where you can just put it in from one to the end, you know, and just let it play, you know. It's a storyline through the whole thing, you know, and it's real life. Like, you know, a lot of people, what they expect, and it's not that. And it's a lot of people, they expecting this, it's not that. You know, everybody, when they get it, they gonna, you know, it's gonna be fresh, brand new music, something you ain't never heard before. You know what I'm saying? It's just real life, you know, real life.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that, man. I'm definitely looking forward to the album. So all the folks out there listening, if you're listening live, thank you very much. If you're listening to the recording, that's all good, too. So make sure y'all check that on your calendar, June 1st, Triumph. Make sure you go get that joint. We will be dropping the new single, Chasing, a little bit later on. It's coming. So, you know, hold your horses. It's coming. We can't just give it to you. You know, but it's coming. So, what made you choose Chasing as the first single?
Well, no, Chasing is my third single.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. I had Going Home, you know, that was the joint that that Rolling Stone picked up. And then I had dropped Found My Way like end of December. You know, and that's your joint. That's the one. You know, that Found My Way.
Yes. For whatever reason, I didn't know if Found My Way was gonna be on the album or not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's on now. It's on now. Going on. Found My Way on. You know, everybody looking for nothing like them, but nothing like them. The only one that's not on the album. But this is truth. This is truth. Man, I'm not a song has a song. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a song got a song. It's a mission. It's a path. You know, and it's truth. You know, to give them life. You know what I'm saying? My focus and my focus and why God called me is to give them life. You know, to be a light. So that's all I'm trying to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a filthy rag. You know, I'm just humble. Just thanking God for the opportunity to be able to reach people with words, you know. Amen. But chasing just another banger, you know what I'm saying? Just another banger, but, you know, like I say, it's transparency, it's straight real talk.
Right. So how did it feel to have one of your joints picked up by the legendary Rolling Stone?
Oh, man, that's favorable, you know. Yeah. That's favor. That's all I can say. That's favor, you know, because, bro, you already know, man. You've been following my career for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm one of, we can be safe, you know what I'm saying? We on the radio, it is what it is, but, you know what I'm saying? Even though I get a lot of love out here, I get a lot of hate from different cats, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. So, you know, in a CHH situation. So, you know. Yeah, so it gotta be that way.
Man, when I first saw that post and you were making a post about it was on, you know, Rolling Stone and everything, I had to actually wipe my eyes and look again or something, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, what? I mean, I don't think I've seen that before, especially from an independent artist to be picked up on a legendary, and I call them legendary because they are. I mean, it's a legendary magazine. You know, so to be putting out like that, I mean, come on, dude. Yes, it ain't nothing but favor, nothing but God touching all over that. Definitely. So
man, you gotta think about it, man. I've been hated on and you know, shunned in a lot of these situations in CHA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because of my delivery. Because of my style, because of my unity, you know what I'm saying? I'm about love. I'm about folks coming together. And, you know, a lot of these cats just want to beef. They want to be in their cliques and their cliques to the side. And, you know, I ain't rocking with you and I ain't rocking with them. And they this and they that and they that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the genre is. You feel me? So God, you know, God seen that. God seen them not deny me radio play. God seen them deny me CHH. You know what I'm saying? Promotion or CHH magazine, websites or whatever they got going on. I don't do it for the fame, so it don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? So God seen that. You know, so he said, you know, I'm gonna take him from the bottom all the way up. You know what I'm saying? Without none of y'all here. You know what I'm saying? Without none of y'all here, I'm gonna show you the great hand of God. I'm gonna show you what God can do.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how that happened. You know, that's how that happened.
Amen.
Rolling Stone.
Yes. That's
what happened.
Man, y'all better go check a look at that. Take a look at that episode. That episode or that section as far as in Rolling Stone about, you know, our brother Serve doing his thing, man. Most definitely. I was super proud, super happy to see that. So, how did you know? Did somebody from there contact you, or did one of your friends, somebody see it before you? I mean, how did you know that this was about to happen?
Nah, my manager sent me the link. He texted me the link.
Okay.
He hit me with the link, like, man, check this out.
Wow.
You know, so I got on that thing and I went to read, and I was in shock for about 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, this Rolling Stone, bro. This ain't even possible. I say, bro, this ain't even possible. This it ain't possible. You know what I'm saying? I had people going around talking about I signed with the Illuminati. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't possible. It ain't possible to the corner eye. You ain't no man can sit here and think of that. No Christian rapper has ever in life did that. So you know that ain't nothing but God. You know what I'm saying?
Even the Christian rap artists who left from secular and went to Christian rap hasn't even been featured in Rolling Stone like that.
60, and that's crazy. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But
I mean, just thinking, just thinking back on it. I mean, for real, like, who was it? Who was that? Mace. When Mace left secular and started doing Christian music again and things of that nature, I never really seen the major magazines jump all over it and put him out there like that. I mean, a lot of the regular ones, of course, you know, like the Source and stuff like that, but nothing major like that.
Man, you should just, you know, it's depending on who's speaking on you at the table, you know?
Amen.
And, you know, yeah, God just had to put a bug in somebody else, you know?
Amen. You know, one song that I still play on my stations, wherever, whenever I switch a station or move it to a station or whatever, I still play that Laugh Out Loud joint, that LOL.
Yeah.
Man, that joint. Yeah. I like that, man. I really like that joint there, most definitely.
Man, that was a hard track, man. That track, that shooting shots, you know. I love it, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, Hot Rod produced that one. He produced that track.
Oh, okay.
That made some noise. That was my opener. That was really when grand awareness in the CHA situation.
Yeah. So let the folks know a little bit about, you know, what you have going on with Y'all Kicks, man, just in case if they've been sleeping somewhere and they know nothing about the Y'all Kicks Nation, let them know, because you, brother, I mean, I tell y'all out there, man, you talking about grown, Y'all Kicks has grown. I mean, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So let them know about that.
Man, that's, again, faith. You know, I've been praying, I've been grinding, you know what I'm saying? I've been beating my back in, trying to figure a solution to maybe to help our youth, to maybe get to these kids, to maybe to find a way, you know what I'm saying? Because everything takes money, you know, we can sit starting and as Christians and act like these situations don't take money, but it takes money to maybe to do these things.
Yes.
And it's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of money in Christianity, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody around here broke, you know what I'm saying? But we choose to put our money in places that really don't generate nothing. So I just had to pray to God for me not to be bitter towards anyone because we don't get the help we need in these communities, or for me to be mad at anybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to just do what God called me to do. And do what I need to do. And if anybody join in while we on the mission, it is what it is. But, I had to not be mad at anyone else because we all got our own positions. God gives us all our own gifts. So he or she might not be good at giving or helping others, even though it should be required between all of us as the body of Christ.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I prayed, man, and he gave me an advance. He took me to a whole nother level, you know, way bigger manufacturers. I'm talking about manufacturing is huge, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I need, whatever I can get done right now, you know what I'm saying? He gave me all those resources, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, you know, and we expanded. We took it to another level.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely did, man. If y'all haven't had a chance, you need to go and take a look at that website. Let the folks know what the website is so that they can go check out everything that you have actually expanded to. I mean, because it's crazy.
The website is YahKicksStore.com. That's YahKicksStore.com. And man, you can get all the fresh gear, all the new merch, everything that we got, everything that we dropping. Matter of fact, we got a new sneaker line dropping June 1st, just like my album. And I'm gonna be giving out a pair to a lucky person, whoever caught my album. As a matter of fact, I'm giving them a whole fit. You know what I'm saying? Whole fit. Shoes to the whole fit. I'm gonna pick three people, you know, buy my album and download the album just for the support, just for being real. And the rest I'm giving out 75% off. On the website for whoever cop.
Man, y'all better get that album. I'm telling you, you better get it before I get it. I'm going Man, oh yeah. My goodness. Shoot, a whole
it's all
outfit.
About showing love.
Yeah, a whole fit. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Boy. I saw my boy Jarrell Golden. I believe it was last year. He was out there in Vegas doing the Stellar Awards last year. And I believe he had a pair of the white joints. He had a pair of the Genesis. So I was like, man, them joints were fresh. Not were, but are still fresh. But, man, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Genesis, man, they in the chasing video, you know, because that's where it started out with the vision. That's where the vision came from, that one pair of them Genesis. So, you know, I always had them Genesis, man. Them Genesis going to stay stocked.
Yeah, I remember when I spoke to you when you first started up doing yaw kicks and started releasing the tennis shoes and everything, and we used to have some conversations back and forth off the air when you was talking about you wanted the brand to start catching on, not only for the Christians, but outside you know, of the Christian brothers and sisters. Have you seen that happening yet?
Man, that's crazy because every day I get a testimony. Every day I get a testimony of somebody wearing that brand because, like I say, my clothing is a conversation starter for anybody. So, you know, when the body of Christ is wearing it, people, you know, of the world, people in their own place, they see it. They ask questions, where you get that from? You know, until they even understand it, they like the design. So now they're wearing it. But they still didn't want to know what this is about. So now they're researching. Even when one of us was wearing it, somebody going to walk up to you and ask what that's about. That's a conversation. Now we're talking about Christ. Now we're talking about life. Now we talking about love. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. So it's growing all over, man. I got people all over wearing it. I got people who don't probably even go to church every Sunday. People who probably, you know what I'm saying, just living regular life. You know, everybody supporting it. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that.
Amen. Amen. They need to, man. Most definitely. Most definitely. I'm happy that that's happening. Definitely. Shoot, if you can run out and buy some Jordans and some Nikes and all the other, you know, the Adidas and stuff like that for over $100, $200 and supporting LeBron James, why not support Serve? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know what this brother is standing for. You know what this brother, you know, the money is going to go back to. You know, like the LeBron Jameses, no diss on LeBron because LeBron is doing his thing in his own right, but also a lot of the other money where you don't know where it's going, in this case, you know where the money is going to. You see this brother. This brother is being out there. He's being visual, you know, so definitely go out there and support him, man. Just buy a hat. You know, if you can buy the brother done expanded so much. He has wallets, hats, book bags, purses for your wife, leggings for your wife. I mean, come on. You know, there's not too much he doesn't have. Go check out the website. That's all I'll say.
One-stop shop.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot. In a minute, the brother going to have couches. He going to have y'all kick couches, lounging chairs. Man, that would be dope though. Have some y'all kicks furniture. Well, I guess you gotta change it from y'all kicks to y'all furniture or something like that.
Hey, me, man, I'm a sponge, man. So I soak up anything and get to it. So
hey, you know. It's all good, brother. It's all good. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time, man, but I did want to touch on one subject. I'm not sure, you know, if you want to talk about it or not, but it's a good subject. So, you know, I guess you may want to talk about it. But, you know, your brother just got out. So how is that feeling, man? Because anybody that listened to your music has heard you speak about your brother. has heard you speak about, you know, where y'all are from and what happened, things of that nature, the testimony. So how was that feeling to see him come out and, you know, to be out and everything after all this time?
Man, I don't lie. When I got the phone call, man, you know, I was, I can't even remember what I was going on. And it just, I was just like, man, stop it. Stop playing with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, it's something we've been praying on for a minute. You know, he still got three months left in the halfway house. But, you know what I'm saying? He's just getting his paperwork and everything. Just to be out that gate, though. Just to be out the, behind them, that cell block. You know, behind them walls, man. I just hate going up there visiting him. I just hate going up there seeing him. You know, but, you know, it is what it is. Like I told him, you know, everything happened for a reason, you know what I'm saying? And it was something that God had to do, because you never know, you know, me and you might be dead out here. We were still running the way we was. You know what I'm saying? It took him to go to prison for me to slow down. You know what I'm saying? It took him to go to prison for him to slow down. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we was just some young, wild dudes, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't had nothing, we ain't had much that we wanted to get, period. You know, and just trying to eat out of some situations that we didn't want to be a part of. So, you know, it's life. You know, I just thank God he got time. He still got time to live. He got time to get married and have some kids and whatever else he want to do in life. You know, I'm just here to be his spiritual advisor and build him up as much as I can, you know, and it is what it is. I just thank God.
Amen. Major shout out to your brother, man. Keep your head up, brother. You're most definitely, you're out, you're free. Just keep doing it. Keep walking in the straight, you know, that straight path, and just praise God, man. Praise God every chance you get, brother. You're a strong one out there, man. Just praise God, because if God got you, God got you through this, just imagine what he got you through that for. That's the thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He got you through that for a reason. So definitely, man. When I got that friend request from your brother, I was taken aback. I was really honored. I was like, wow, okay. I mean, we don't know each other, but I guess he was like, hey, if my brother's cool with him, then yeah, definitely, you know, go ahead and reach out and stuff.
Yeah,
so
I told him to surround himself around number positive people, you know what I'm saying? He was getting new to the Facebook, so I was just like, I told him, you know, man, it's going to be going on to add no random people. If you're going to add people on your page, then go off the people on my page. That way, you know what I'm saying, it's somebody I know. And I'm affiliated with or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you can just see. I just want him to be around a lot of positive situations, because, you know, coming out of there fresh 13 years, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole new life, a whole lot of things. He don't even know how to work Facebook. He just on there playing around and just whatever, you know. But, yeah, man. But the real thing, man, the real conversation had to be player chasing, man. And y'all boys, man, you know, we got the camp coming through, dropping another mixtape on July 1st, man. It's going to be crazy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Most definitely. But, yeah, we're about to go ahead and drop that Chase and Joy, man. But before we drop that and before we let you roll on, man, because I know you have your kids, you have your lovely wife and everything. Don't want to take too much of your time up tonight. This is a special show, world premiere of that new single, Chasing, off of Triumph, which will be dropping June 1st by our brother, your brother, Serve. I want you to give a word of encouragement to the folks out there, man, to the people that believe that, you know, they just can't make it any further, man. Just let them, give them a little peace.
Man, I just want to tell you, like my auntie told me, whatever gift you got, whatever talent God has given you, you know what I'm saying? You take that gift, take that talent, and you give it to God. Your whole life you chase God. Don't chase that talent. Don't chase that gift. Chase God, because God is the reason you got that talent, and he the reason you have that gift. And the more you chase him, the more the doors is going to open. the more he gonna fall down, he gonna pour down, and the streets gonna flood for you. You know what I'm saying? He gonna over, your every cup gonna overfill. You know what I'm saying? And no matter who go against you, no matter who tell you you're not doing it right, you keep sticking to God. You keep following God's word. Whatever he place in your heart, whatever he put on your mind, get out there and do it. It's a lot of people sitting down, you know what I'm saying? I'm not supposed to be the first Christian to drop a sneaker line. I'm not supposed to be the first Christian, you know what I'm saying, artist, to be able to drop her own sneaker and give it away for free. You know what I'm saying? But I answered the call. I answered the call and I did it. I believe somebody else heard the call. They just didn't do it. So what I'm saying is, if God gave you the vision, he gave you the dream, move on it. Don't just sit there and lay down and don't move. Move on it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. Try it.
Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to play that new single, Chasing, and after that, we're going to play a couple of other cuts by the Brother Serv, so stay tuned. But right now, Chasing, all right? One love, sir. Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, man. I appreciate you, too, bro.
I remember them all-night flights chasing that bag. Me, Lou, and yours in the Blue Beast, ghetto dreaming. Studio sessions in the hood, plotting our next move. Second half to across the world. Who knew I would make it this far? Only God. 300 truth.
Move it up like a maple, kicking on it like a wave, dropping on like a cable. Put sauce on the table. I'm chasing that bag. I'm chasing that bag. I'm chasing that bag. Chasing that bag, I was down and he was able. Triple click like a label. Put me on without a label. Watching me like a cable. I'm chasing that bag. 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 He wasn't born with a silver spoon. He was trying to get it with a goon. Hit you rocks to the dope fiend. He was burning green like you snoop. Tuck told me that the law calling, but the law's coming and I'm strapped too. Rolling around in that Blue Beach like I'm on a jog and it's OC. Got no lights, got no insurance, in the trap lounge like what's your nerve? Daughter told me to come home, but I'm full of blood and I'm getting to it. Remember jumping in the dope gang, one had to work and he didn't wanna do it. Tossing orders all night long, I'm a broken soul and I'm going through it. I'm just trying to get me a bag, try to walk around in these old rags. On the home like Rap Lawn, I'm a CEO and I thank God. Cause I done been through hell and back, childhood never seen joy. Jamie kept me in the studio, cooking, whipping up a Interscope. But we ain't never get to do the deal, I was really trying to do the deal. Going on South 15, recognized like Holyfield. But yeah, you put me in a better field, changed up and building up the grill. He no longer gotta chase a bag, he provide and he pay the bills.
Moving up like a maple, taking orders like a wave, dropping off like a cable. Put sauce on the table, I'm chasing that bag. I was down and he was able. Double click like a label. Put me on without a label. Watching me like a cable. I was chasing that bag. 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 Somebody told me I was tripping. From Union Street, I ain't fishing. I'm out here with the thugs, sir. He never been too religious. Running in the lane, he put me in. Throwing the truth to my list. My list. Trap boys and gangs. It's best to get out your feelings. We bring the hood to the church. Pockets probably full of word. People banging for a turn. Probably got a burner on them. Yeah. Faith dead without works. You can preach our word. I can teach, you can learn. Be disciple at home. Penitentiary talking. Another black male falling. Cops quick to pull a trigger. And you will be the one to call him. I ain't come here to judge. No. I just came to tell the truth. Boy, I got it out the mud. Chasing bad with the crew. See, you was home living comfortable. Those shoes fit you. We was hustling for the comfort. We ain't even have a room. Hiding money in the sofa. I don't know about you. We were trying to buy toast. Microwave, no food.
Rihanna. Move it up like a maple. Taking orders like a waiter. Dropping off like a caterer. Put sauce on the table. I was chasing that bag. 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 I was down and he was able. Click like a label. Put me on without a major. Watching me like it's cable. I was chasing that bag. I was chasing that bag. I was chasing that bag. I was chasing that bag.
five star. Mr. Three out of here, man.
Hey, what I ain't get, ain't no hits on my lyrics. No dope gang, no cocaine, won't rip off them sheets. LOL, you ain't get it. Ain't no hits on my lyrics. No dope gang, no cocaine, won't rip off them sheets. My blood stuck in that pillow, so this is clear I see. Rap dead, that trap dead, running behind that bridge. Fake dope boys like HIV, just find a hood and just breathe. Get popped up, get locked up, I do a deal with the feds. No dope gang, no cocaine, no Chino, no Scarface. No Bum B, no Pimp C, no Jay-Z, no Kanye. No Young Money, no Yo Gotti, no Ricky Ross, no Juicy J. No Young Shooters, no D-Boy, no Chop Hill, no Gunplay. No Busta Rhyme, no T.I., no Future, no Gucci, no Walker, no Kane, no 50, no Boosie, no Hemp, no Fame, no Wiz Khalifa, no Drake, no Grammy Awards, no Shatter Cars, no Bad Broads, no Morphe. I'm set apart from that game, and I'm going hard for my team. I'm representing for what's real, one self soul, 2 Chainz. Jesus cruising that Lambo, and I'm riding through on my face. First pop died, then Big died, then rap died with that case.
Hello, what you ain't getting? Ain't no hits up my lip. No dope gang, no cocaine, won't rip off them sheets. Hello, where you ain't getting? Ain't no hits up my lip. No dope gang, no cocaine, won't rip off them sheets. My blood stuck in that pillow, so this is clear I see. Rap dead, that trap dead, running behind that bridge. Fake dope boys like HIV, just find a hood and just breathe. Get popped up, get locked up, and do a deal with the feds.
Get a G, no trap light, no Migo, no J. Cole, no Young Thug, no Tiger, no Meek Mill, no Young Buck, no Maybach, no Rich Homie, no Eminem, don't play that. No Young Shooters, no D-Boy, no Chopper, no Gun Rack, no Big Sean, no Wale, no Nicki, no YG, no Nipsey, no Kendrick, no ASAP, no Chief Keef, no Hean Hill for no Sneak Peek, no Bobby Smurder, no Memphis Bleek, no Grammy Awards, no Shiny Car, no Bad Boys, no Movie. I'm set apart from that game, and I'm going off my team. Represent what's real, don't sell my soul for no name. Hey, B.O.B. in that Lambo, and I'm riding through on my face. First pop died, then Big died, then Rap died with that case.
Hello, what I ain't getting? Ain't no hits up my lyrics. No dope gang, no cocaine, won't rip off them sheets. Hello, what I ain't getting? Ain't no hits up my lyrics. No dope gang, no cocaine, won't rip off them sheets. My blood stuck in that pillow, so this is clear I see. Rap dead, that trap dead, running behind that bridge. Fake dope boys like HIV, just find a hood and just breathe. Get popped over, get locked over, yeah. Do a deal with them feds.
Loud shirt, ain't no work, no Cameron, no Raekwon, no Zero, no Mac Main, no Slim Thug, no Birdman, no Rich Gang, no Young Dro, no Fat Joe, no Country Kane, no Young Shooter, no D-Boy, no Chop Hill, no Dumb Way, no Ace Hood, no Beto, no Iggy, no MGK, no Joe Budden, no Jim Jones, no Miss Rapper, no Dr. Dre, no E here to get stupid paid, no Snoop Dogg, no Lil Wayne, no Grand Wars, no Shiny Cars, no Bad Broad, no Movie. I'm set apart from that game, and I'm going off my team. I represent what's real, won't sell my soul in that lane. He did it cruising that Lambo, and I'm riding through my thing. First pop died, then Big died, then Rap died, that case.
Touch my name and it wouldn't let go. Got me feeling like heaven. Got me want to go home. All the trials out there and the things I've seen, trying to ease the pain that burdens me.
Yeah, I lived a pretty troubled life, a block away from heaven. Could never get it right, but I thank my keys for changing me. I was the I'ma never change type.
They told me I was nothing.
Oh, but take a look,
take
at,
a
me.
Look at me. They said that they I was nothing.
Now take a look at me. So take a look at me now.
By 16, queen of living in favor. I've been through hell, see the pain here. Made me a man, gave me the strength to push. And then that angel whispered in my ear, y'all getting them trials for a purpose. 20 some years of hell, man. I can't believe I was worth it. It took time just to mold me. Man, I had to get it perfect.
Yeah, yeah. They told me I was nothing. Oh, but take a look
take
at
a
me.
Take a look at me.
They said that they I was nothing.
Chasing that bag, me, Lou, and yours in the Blue Beast, ghetto dreaming, studio sessions in the hood, plotting our next move, second half to across the world, who knew I would make it this far, only God, 300 truth.
Whip it up like a Mabel, taking orders like a waiter, dropping off like a caterer, putting sauce on the table. I was chasing that bag, I was chasing that bag, I was chasing that bag, I was chasing that bag. I was down and he was able, cut the click like a label, put me on without a major, watching me like it's cable. I was chasing that bag, I was chasing that bag, I was chasing that bag. Chasing that bag.
He wasn't born with a silver spoon. He was trying to get it with the goon. Pitching rocks in a dope fiend. He was burning green like he was Snoop. Tuck told me that the law calling, but the law's coming and I'm strapped too. Rolling around in that Blue Beach like I'm on a job and it's OT. Got no license, got no insurance. And the trap laws like what you learn. Daughter told me to come home, but I'm fully fluid and I'm getting to it. Remember jumping in the dope game. Torn had to work and he ain't wanna do it. Tossing farters all night long. I'm a broken soul and I'm going through it. I'm just trying to get me a bag. Try to walk around in these old rags. On the home like Revlon. I'm a CEO and I thank God. Cause I done been through hell and back. Childhood never seen joy. Jamie kept me in the studio, cooking, whipping up an Interscope. But we ain't never get to do the deal. I was really trying to do the deal. Going hard since I was 15. Wrecking mics like Holyfield. But yeah, he put me in a better field. Changed up and building up the real. He no longer got to chase a bag. He provide and he pay the bill.
Whip it up like a Mabel. Taking orders like a waiter. Dropping off like a caterer. Putting sauce on the table.
I was chasing that bag. 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 I was down and he was able. Cut the click like a label. Put me on without a major. Watching me like it's cable. I was chasing that bag. 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 Somebody told me I was tripping.
trippin'. My music street, I ain't fishin'.
Fish.
I'm out here with these thugs, sir. We never been too religious.
Too religious.
Running in the lane, he put me in. Doing the truth to my listeners.
My listeners.
Trap boys and gangsters.
Gangsters.
It's best you get out your feelings.
Your feelings.
We bring the hood to the church.
Church.
Pockets probably full of words.
Word.
People bangin' for a turn.
Turn.
Probably got a burner on them.
Yeah.
Faith dead, but I
work.
You can preach, I
work.
I can teach, you can learn.
Yeah.
Be disciple at home. Penitentiary talking. Another black male falling.
Falling.
Cops quick to pull a trigger.
The trigger.
And you'll be the one to call him.
Call him.
I ain't come here to judge.
No.
I just came to tell the truth.
The truth.
Boy, I got it out the mud.
The mud.
Chasing bad with the crew.
The crew.
See, you was home living comfortable.
Comfortable.
Those shoes fit you.
Fit you.
We was hustling for the comfort.
Comfort.
We ain't even have a room.
Room.
Hide money in the sofa.
The sofa.
I don't know about you.
About you.
We were trying to buy toast.
Toast.
Microwave, no food.
Rihanna.
Move it up like a Mabel.
Mabel.
Taking all this like a waiter.
A waiter.
Dropping off like a caterer. Dropping sauce on the table.
The table.
I was chasing that bag.
Oh.
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 I was down and he was able.
Able.
Drop a click like a label.
A label.
Put me on without a major.
A major.
Watching me like it's cable.
Cable.
I was chasing that